came in as a truck fire. The guy wasn't real sure where he was. Sent an engine. He got out there, and it's a pickup. Got out there and found the pickup truck on fire, and it was spreading to the grass. So they started calling for some more help, and they wound up fighting a grass fire. And the pickup was so far gone, they wound up worrying about the grass. The gentleman had worked for a fiber optics company out of town, and he was driving out across the right-of-way to do some service work on one of their cables, I guess. And he got stuck. So he went to put it in four-wheel drive, and it was already smoking, had fire coming out. Grass was pretty, was dead and pretty high, so we're assuming it, the catalytic converter set it on fire. And we wound up with about probably 2.5-3 acres burnt, and the truck burned up.
And that's just all in the field? Any other, any buildings threatened?
No buildings threatened. This was a right-of-way between the road and I guess the pasture.
How many trucks?
We had three fire trucks out there.
Everybody okay?
Everybody's fine.
Can you estimate how long you guys had to take to get it out?
I'm going to say 30 minutes.
So dry vegetation and the wind were probably the two aggravating factors?
Yes. Yes. When he got out there and got stuck, then that dry vegetation caught on fire and the wind just took it. He says he threw some equipment out of the truck to save it from the fire. And when the grass caught on fire, it burnt the equipment he threw out.
And he's okay?
He's fine. Yeah, nobody was hurt. The only thing, like I say, was we burned about 2.5-3 acres, and that was just right away between the fence line and the road. And the truck was total. I'm not even sure what kind of truck it was. That's how bad it was burned.
Did either one of the roads have to be closed?
We shut down 2018 for a few minutes, and then once PD got out there, they started directing single-laner traffic back.